This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where an ancient truth is being illustrated right before our eyes. Well, maybe not an ancient truth, but certainly a truth that has been honored in American politics since the beginning of the Republic. Elections can turn on a dime. They can turn this way, that way, up, down, back, forth. They are never entirely predictable. There's a new book, in fact, about one of the biggest electoral surprises in American history, about Harry Truman coming back from what was assumed to be a sure loss. The book is called, in the name of the headline, I'm eager to speak to the author, Dewey Defeats Truman. Okay, what's happening with this election? We are shifting our debate and conversation from one crisis to another. And I think it's honest and realistic and true to talk about the new crisis, including while we are talking about and trying to deal with the economic crisis, with the COVID-19 crisis, and with the ongoing crisis in race relations. And this crisis may be related to all three. I'm talking about the rise in crime. I'm talking about the crime crisis. I mean, I can't believe what's going on. And I can't believe the fact that Joe Biden hasn't responded to it, which he has to do. And there's no middle ground here. You're either in favor of more effective public protection, more effective law enforcement, more effective police departments, or you're not. And headline from the Seattle PI website. A violent night of gunfire leaves 3 dead, 5 hurt in 4 separate shootings. This in Seattle. The first shooting left at least 2 victims in Seattle Central District Monday. And this was 23rd Avenue and Cherry Street at 10:15 p.m. And 2 of the victims, 1 of the victims severely wounded, 1 of the victims dead at Harborview. A short time later, a 3rd person wounded by gunfire was dropped off at Harborview by car. In Skyway, a 24-year-old was killed when he was shot Monday night. That's last night. In North Seattle, a man was shot in a motel this morning, where another deadly shooting had taken place just 2 months ago. It's the Everspring Motel. By the way, for people who don't know Seattle, these motels on Aurora Avenue are not the most, how do I put it, wholesome kinds of environments. And it is unbelievable. The city can't do anything about them. Or somebody can't do something about them. They are dens of prostitution and drug dealing, and it's well known, and okay. But in South Everett, 2 teenagers injured in drive-by shootings in the south side of town. The victims were walking along the 400 block of Casino Road just after midnight this morning when a dark gray or silver car drove by and fired multiple shots. Both suffered leg wounds. One is listed in serious condition. Both expected to survive, thank God. Okay, it's not just Seattle. And no, it's not just Portland, but oh, that is very, very much related to this issue. And President Trump is holding the line on this idea of federal force in Portland. I'm sure he'll be asked about it. We're going to go to the president live when he does his first coronavirus briefing, which may again become a daily briefing, he says. He's going to be doing that this afternoon in our final hour, and we will go to it live. I'm sure he will be asked about this boiling issue about federal resources deployed to try to maintain order and to defend federal property in the city of Portland. I think the president has every right to do it. But there are questions raised now by conservatives, including a columnist at the Wall Street Journal, Bill McGurn, who's a strong Trump supporter and a very strong conservative, who says, Mr. President, if the ultra-liberals in Portland say, get out of town, we don't want you here, let them own the problem. Let them demonstrate what they're going to do about the lawlessness, about the destruction, because the people of Portland don't like it. And to try to let them blame it on you, sir, not such a good idea. There's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal that says basically the same thing, too. There's also this report. It's by Sabrina Siddiqui. A recent wave of violent crime has roiled the city of Atlanta, amplifying tensions in a community still reeling from the coronavirus pandemic and a debate over policing and race. The uptick in gun violence has mirrored a trend in cities across the U.S., such as Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, where police departments reported a higher number of shootings and homicides compared with the same period last year. And by the way, it's not close. It's worse, and dramatically worse. But Atlanta has seen a particularly dramatic rise in violent crime, compounding the unrest in a city that has been a center of protests over police brutality and racial justice. By the way, I know that everyone's supposed to do this, right? These are protests over police brutality and racial justice. In other words, you're against police brutality. Who isn't? Is anyone in favor of police brutality, right? But that use of those two terms, it's slanted. And when you say racial justice, I mean, who can be opposed to racial justice? Wouldn't it be more appropriate for, like, the Wall Street Journal, which we're talking about here, to use more neutral terms? Like compared with demonstrations that they're talking about dealing with policing and issues of policing and race relations or discrimination, if you want to say that's what it's about. But racial justice is such a loaded term. In any event, they go on. As of July 11th, 106 people were shot over a 28-day period. Is that unbelievable? It's like four a day, marking a sharp increase from 40 people during the same period in 2019, according to data compiled by the Atlanta Police Department. And you say, I'm marveling at four a day. Atlanta's a much smaller city in population than Seattle. I think it's about half the size in population. So you're talking about a truly hideous crime wave. Victims who have died this month include 30-year-old Rudolph Johnson, a rising Atlanta rapper known as Lil Marlo, as well as an 8-year-old girl. We played the tribute poem to that 8-year-old girl by her mother. The little girl's name was Sequoria Turner. And she was shot by a Black Lives Matter protester, armed. And why? They're both black? Because this whole thing has gotten way out of hand. A spokesman for the Southeast Regional International Brotherhood of Police Officers, the Atlanta Police Union, didn't respond to requests for comment. But the union has publicly stated that officers have stopped policing as aggressively after what they see as an anti-police sentiment among local officials after the killing of Rayshard Brooks by an Atlanta police officer in a Wendy's parking lot on June 12th. And then they say fairly that Governor Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, decried the recent violence as a trend of lawlessness extended until July 27th, a state of emergency that authorized the deployment of up to 1,000 National Guard troops in Georgia. Mr. Kemp, a Republican, had initially signed the executive order following a string of shootings in Atlanta over the 4th of July weekend that left 31 people injured and 5 dead. Okay, this is going on across the country. And how does that connect to what is going on in Portland? And does anyone believe that President Trump should withdraw federal troops, federal forces from Portland? 1-800-955-1776. More coming up.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, the lead editorial today in the journal, in the Wall Street Journal, is anarchists and rioters have wreaked havoc on Portland, Oregon for nearly 2 months. Is that unfair? are those wounding words? Anarchists and rioters, aren't these just peaceful demonstrators? No, they're not. Listen. Democrats have excused and emboldened them. And they're now claiming the real problem is that federal law enforcement has intervened to restore order. Maybe the Fed should leave and let the city put out its own fires. I'm not entirely convinced, but I think the Journal may be right. Peaceful protests broke out in Portland in late May in response to the killing of George Floyd. But they've quickly escalated to rioting and vandalism. Demonstrations have launched large fireworks at law enforcement, shown laser pointers at their eyes, which can do very serious damage, thrown fecal matter. Okay, you know what that is. And assaulted at least one officer with a hammer. The Department of Homeland Security reports that rioters are armed with rifles, tasers, slingshots, and sledgehammers. And they've committed multiple acts of arson. On July 3rd, somebody firebombed the Hatfield United States Courthouse. That's federal property. And scarcely a day passes without graffiti and property damage. There was another fire that they attempted to set last night. In early June, Mayor Ted Wheeler told police to refrain from using tear gas unless there's, quote, violence that threatens life safety. Federal Judge Marco Hernandez also issued an injunction prohibiting the use of tear gas to disperse crowds where there is no or little risk of injury. Okay, how do you know as a crowd is gathering and they're armed with slingshots and rifles and Molotov cocktails? How do you know whether or not there is an immediate risk of injury? And on June 30th, Oregon Governor Kate Brown signed legislation that bans tear gas unless police declare a riot. Okay, so what this means is, okay, demonstrators, go to town. Have a blast. Meanwhile, they write, protesters routinely dress in identical black block attire and obscure their faces. They've made a habit of swarming officers who attempt an arrest, creating chaos, and helping the suspect disappear. Unmarked cars help federal agents survey the scene without attracting unwanted attention, and they also enable law enforcement to complete arrests by choosing a safe and opportune moment to make their move. Those arrested are read their Miranda rights and booked, just as usual. They end the editorial this way. We understand Mr. Trump's desire to restore order, but he's also saving Democrats from themselves. State and local Democrats will blame federal intervention for any and all disorder, deflecting attention from their own failures. The media will echo whatever they say. Progressives around Portland, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and other cities now experiencing a surge of violence. If they want to indulge the mayhem, then let them live with the consequences. James Clyburn doesn't see it this way. One of the deans in the House leadership, a veteran congressman from South Carolina, largely credited with giving Joe Biden the victory in South Carolina that set him on the way to the nomination. Jim Clyburn said this on CNN about the situation in Portland. Listen.
This president and this attorney general seem to be doing everything they possibly can to impose Gestapo activities in local communities.
Gestapo activities in local communities? See, the idea of the Gestapo, the idea of the Nazi Party, the brown shirts, was to create riots. They didn't work to prevent them. It's completely outrageous. Completely outrageous. And then John Heilman was on MSNBC, and that's clue number four, Jeremy. And basically full of conspiracy theories regarding the federal agents. They're part of the Department of Homeland Security. They're not military. but they're part of the Homeland Security Department, and there are some who are set over from the Customs and Border Enforcement, CBE. Here's what John Heilman had to say why Trump is doing this. Listen.
This is not just performative authoritarianism. This is authoritarianism. This is these are paramilitary units. These are the kinds of things that we have seen in tyrannical authoritarian regimes in third world countries throughout the second half of the 20th century. This is not a mystery what's going on here. And I think that to look at this through the prism of symbolic politics, the law and order campaign, Trump trying to rerun the Nixon playbook is true, but doesn't, as I say, go far enough. We are looking, I think, here, and this is a dark, and I don't want to be overly alarmist about this, but I think this is the time to be alarmist, knowing where Donald Trump stands right now politically, understanding where we are headed in this election. I think we are looking at potentially a trial run for a kind of a genuine attempt to through intimidation and potentially through force to try to steal this election.
Does anyone actually believe that? I mean, seriously. If you do, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. This is pathetic. Look, the obvious next play should be for Governor Kate Brown. It should be for Mayor Ted Wheeler. Mayor Ted Wheeler is being challenged in the upcoming election by someone way to his left who's identified with Antifa. So Ted Wheeler is supposed to be your Bernie Sanders Democrat, and the opponent is a Che Guevara Antifa Democrat, right? But John Heilman goes on to say this about what we're watching is just a rehearsal. Listen.
As I say, a dress rehearsal, a trial run for first an attempt at voter intimidation on election day. Are these unmarked paramilitary units going to be doing security at the polls in battleground states? I think that's a question we'd like to have answered. That is potentially an effort at voter intimidation. And then what happens in the overtime period? Anybody who's serious about this election recognizes, listening to the president, that there's a very high likelihood that he is not going to concede if he loses on election night. In those 2.5 months after election day until January 20th, if Donald Trump has lost this election, the things that we're seeing right now, these incredibly alarming, incredibly disturbing images, unmarked paramilitary units that have no clear chain of command, no clear identification, taking protesters and putting them in unmarked vehicles, driving them away to God knows where, we should all be kind of freaking out about this, right?
This is unbelievable to me. They are more concerned about the images of unmarked vehicles who are actually booking people and arresting them. That's more of a concern than burning down federal courthouses. We're going to be speaking to Alex Barazow of ACSH about the epidemic.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. A Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Opening the Senate floor on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill to help Americans.
We will start with the facts and develop real, targeted solutions on the subjects that matter most to American families. Kids, jobs, and health care.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, though, slamming Republicans' effort to craft their new coronavirus stimulus bill, saying it's done behind closed doors and then dropped out on the Senate floor for everyone to sign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, Dr. Alex Barrazo, who is a good friend, has been with the American Council for Science and Health. You can find out all about his work. It's linked at our website or at ACSH. And Dr. Barrazo is going to tell us, I think, what it is Trump should emphasize on the president's briefing today. First briefing in 2 months. On the coronavirus. But before we get to that, Alex, first of all, great to talk to you. Secondly, there was one encouraging headline, only one, I seem to be able to find in the newspaper today. The headline, Western Europe avoids new surge. What are they doing right that we're not doing here, Dr. Barrazo?
Well, first of all, thanks, Michael, for having me on. I feel the same. You're the best talk show host in the country, you and Kirby Wilbur and the whole Seattle gang. So thank you for having me on.
You bet.
You know, Europe has done something right that Americans did not do. And one of them is mandating face masks. Now, I know it's anathema to Americans to be told to wear a face mask. To do anything, right? Because it's seen as an imposition on liberty. But what has happened here in Europe is they've gotten the disease under control for the most part. So they are opening up society. So right now I've been in Poland for a while because my wife is on maternity leave, and then we kind of got stuck here because of the pandemic. And, you know, they're opening back up again, and things are going pretty well. Large gatherings have been banned, so you can't go to a sporting event or a concert or something. But everything else is basically open. You just have to wear a face mask, and that's it. And so I think Americans should probably be looking to do something like that. And I know, you know, we don't like being told what to do, but it seems to be working.
Well, I will tell you, the analysis in the Wall Street Journal by Margarita Stangatti and Bojan Panshevsky, their analysis in the journal is that it is precisely what you're saying. It's that they first of all have maintained controls on super spreader events because they had really, really bad experience with that, particularly in Italy. And that's not allowed. But other than that, it's just that everybody is maintaining social distance, that the Europeans are taking it more seriously. What can the president do right now to make sure that Americans take this more seriously and that we moderate our behavior? Because that is clearly the problem. Wouldn't a good start be to the very top of the press conference this afternoon, press briefing, make it clear that there is no feud, no dispute going on between President Trump and Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, that might help. It would be nice if we had some consistency in messaging, right? Because some days we're told that the coronavirus is going to go away soon, and some days we're told that the vaccine's around the corner, and some days we're told that, oh, maybe a mask isn't such a bad idea. You know, that's terrible messaging. You have to have the same message every single day. And we're not getting that right now from the very top of our government. So, yes, I agree with you. We need to make sure that there is no distance between Dr. Fauci and the public health community and politicians. They need to all be on the same page, and they ought to be encouraging people to wear masks and maybe even considering making it mandatory. Like I said, once you get used to the idea that you throw on a mask to go to the grocery store or the mall or something, it becomes second nature. I didn't like it. I was skeptical of masks, but the data shows that they work. And so it's not such a terrible imposition if it allows us to get back to a semi-normal life.
No, I mean, this is one of those things that we can move forward with. When speaking of moving forward, big news yesterday about this Oxford vaccine. If they are successful with trials, and they're moving forward to trials with 30,000 people, so it's pretty serious, how soon could the vaccine possibly, Dr. Barazow, be available for Americans to actually use?
Right, that's a great question. For that particular vaccine, I'm not sure. They're a little bit behind the leading company right now that is going to have a vaccine out by September or October. And that company is called AstraZeneca. It's a British pharmaceutical company, and they are going to have 400 million doses of their vaccine ready by September, October, November, December. So it's the last quarter of this year. And the U.S. and the U.K. are the countries that are going to get it first. So I'm keeping my eye on AstraZeneca because they are preparing to ship. I don't know if this Oxford-based company is preparing to ship or anything like that. So my guess is that they're probably a few months behind.
I thought that the Oxford vaccine was also connected to AstraZeneca somehow. Is that not accurate?
I don't think so. I think it's a different company, but I'd have to go check on that. There's like 140 different vaccine candidates out there, and I get them mixed up a little bit. I don't think this is the AstraZeneca one. They're different vaccines, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, let's just hope they all go forward and that we have maybe even effective vaccines to choose from. When that happens, what I understand is they're going to have to prioritize who gets the vaccine first, because there won't be enough to vaccinate everybody. And, of course, there are going to be anti-vaxxers here who think it's part of a Illuminati plot.
Of course.
I was just reading about George Washington had to deal with that when he was trying to inoculate his troops. But really,
and he had people dying of smallpox, right? You think they'd be a little
correct.
Bit more on board with the policy.
Right. He was a smallpox survivor, which is interesting. We're going to get to that later. There's a question, there's a column about whether the founding fathers would wear face masks. And,
are you serious?
The answer,
oh, wow.
By the way. Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay.
And the answer is, by the way, yes, because they were all very concerned about disease and trying to keep track of the latest science in fighting disease.
You are an expert historian. Did you know that the Louisiana Purchase was largely scuttled because of the yellow fever? Were you aware of that?
Well, I do know that yellow fever made the Louisiana Purchase possible because it defeated Napoleon's army in Haiti. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, no. I did not. No, that's what I, you knew it. Okay, so I just learned that like a few days ago because I seem to recall from U.S. history that Napoleon needed the money, so that's why he sold Louisiana. I did not realize that it was because of the yellow fever, but you knew that. Of course you do because you're the expert historian.
Right, but the point about this is that what Napoleon realized is that it was either he's going to sell it to the Americans or the British are just going to take it. And he didn't care about Americans. His entire obsession was defeating the British, which he didn't do. But, okay, in terms of defeating the coronavirus, is it too late for Trump to... Because right now, his ratings, it's less than a third of Americans think he's doing a good job. Yes or no? Too late for Trump to reorient his approach?
Yeah. Nothing in politics. You never say nothing is too late, right? Because I've seen politicians recover from the absolute worst self-inflicted wounds, right? I mean, Anthony Weiner actually resuscitated his life for a little bit. I won't say it's too late, but my goodness, Trump does not seem to have the self-discipline to have a constant focused message where he's not just hurting himself. He needs to put down Twitter and maybe needs to have Mike Pence do more of the talking.
Well, he's going to be doing some talking this afternoon. We're going to go to it live. Alex Berezow is a microbiologist, a science writer, public speaker. He is with the American Council on Science and Health, which is a sponsor of this show. It is linked up on our website at ACSH. Go to it. Tons of information about why, for instance, we do need to rejoin the World Health Organization. We'll get to that and why Europe was successful and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Become a MedHead
and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Okay, all of this connects. It really does. There are so many connected stories. And let me try to make my point. The Wall Street Journal coverage of this Western Europe success, and I'm not one of those people, I don't think Europe has better ideas than the United States. I don't think it's a better place to live. I do think we ought to note that the European Union is falling apart. Britain just left. There are other countries that want to leave. France, they have all kinds of social unrest and a big crime rise. And however, one thing that Europe has been successful about has been handling the coronavirus. And the journal, again, not a left-wing publication. Wall Street Journal, probably the most influential conservative publication in the world. As a surge in cases forces a number of U.S. states to reimpose restrictions, Europe's reopening is, for the most part, going exactly according to plan. That's largely because of marked changes in social behavior across much of Europe, following widespread efforts by policymakers to drill the public to follow a simple, three-pronged approach. Keep a distance when possible. Enhance hygiene. In other words, wash your hands for 22 seconds or more. And wear masks when necessary. Other people who are more vulnerable are especially careful. Older people who are more vulnerable are especially careful. Quote, people in Europe understood what they need to do. They take it seriously, says Ilaria Capua, an Italian virologist at the University of Florida. The crisis has been handled differently in different countries, but nobody in Europe is saying this is a nothing crisis. See, it's one of those messages that is so important. I believe that everything that I talk to you about is important. But this really is, because your life can depend on it. And the health of our country can depend on it. There are fakers and opportunists out there who are telling you nothing to worry about. The coronavirus is going to be fine. Do you remember early on? I repeated on the air, there was this University of Washington projection that President Trump embraced, everyone embraced, and it was a pretty grim projection that there'd be 60,000 dead in America by the end of the year. Well, okay, we're much more than double that. More than double. And the prospects for the rest of the year are not great unless we get hold of this thing. In the U.S., we are pushing this idea that we have to live with the virus, that there's nothing we can do. That's not true. Europe shows you can turn the epidemic around. So said Jennifer Nuzzo, who's an epidemiologist and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. The fundamental difference between Europe and America is that Europe has taken the virus seriously and America largely has not, said Ashish Jha, director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. We didn't build testing and tracing programs, and in parts of the country, we didn't even bring cases down. We've just done things halfway. Okay, we need a more serious approach. I think it begins this afternoon, I hope so, from President Trump. But part of why I say this is connected is there's this whole idea that things are out of control. There was a poll that was taken, I believe it was by Gallup, I could be wrong on that, but it was taken about a month ago, where they asked how many Americans feel that things right now are out of control. It was 80%. Because if we can't even get this virus right, then that encourages all kinds of criminality. Crime encourages more crime, especially when it's crime without consequences. If you see people around you getting away with stuff that is clearly illegal and destructive and hateful, like arson, like vandalism, like graffiti, like smashing things, like throwing things at the police, and oh yeah, we're going to throw things at the police and some of them will be injured and they'll have to go to the hospital. Some of them may lose part of their vision because we shine lasers into their eyes. We're not going to get arrested. Nothing's going to happen to us. And see, the crazy thing about Portland is it has nothing to do with race. Portland is, by some measures, the whitest big city in the country. 6% black population. All of these thug demonstrators, including the one who said 2 days ago, we want to abolish the United States. Those people aren't about the downtrodden of the earth. They aren't about a history of discrimination and slavery. They're America-hating thugs. And a representative from Oregon, ultra-liberal, Earl Blumenauer, spoke on the floor of the House. He spoke about this and said,
Portland, Oregon is not out of control. To be sure, there are some people who have strong feelings, and there are some who have done things that are inappropriate and unlawful. But that is the challenge of our local officials and our state officials to manage it. Not having somebody unwelcome, uninvited, and unprepared coming in to take this difficult situation and make it worse.
Okay, see, what they're setting up is trying to blame Trump for the situation, which is ridiculous in this case. And look, seriously, I think that frankly, if they are at all serious, people like Congressman Blumenauer and Mayor Wheeler and Governor Brown, they should all get together and say, okay, thank you, Mr. President, for your help. We'll handle it from here. We would prefer no further federal involvement. Then fine, let Trump wash his hands of it. Because these losers cannot handle the situation. And what there's going to need to be is electoral consequences. And there must be. We have an election coming up in November. Now, it doesn't help that in Oregon, the Republicans are so dispirited and are dealing with for United States Senate, a very, very dubious nominee. Who's part of that QAnon conspiracy stuff. But we do have national spokespeople who, like Kayleigh McEnany at the White House presser earlier today, said this about Portland. This is O2.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable. Yet Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order. Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat governor of Oregon, said that the president should, quote, stop playing politics, called law enforcement officers secret police, and likened it to, quote, a dictatorship. The governor also called on the president to get his officers off the streets. Democrat mayor of Portland, Todd Wheeler, said the president is trying to look strong for his base, while you had Democrats on the Hill, Nancy Pelosi, calling these officers stormtroopers, and Jim Clyburn calling them the Gestapo. This rhetoric is unhelpful and gives the violence we have seen a pass.
And by the way, I think you've got 80% support. Probably from Americans at large on this. It is unbelievable. Is there anyone out there? And if so, I call in and tell me where you are more disturbed at images of unmarked cars and guys in camouflage arresting violent demonstrators than you are disturbed by images of violent demonstrators in Seattle or in Portland or anywhere else in the country, smashing windows, putting graffiti everywhere, throwing fire bombs in attempts to light fires and sometimes succeeding, removing statues. In Portland, they removed this statue, beautiful statue of an elk that had been standing there for 125 years. Why? I don't know why. Because they want to see things burn. They're like the Joker in the Christopher Nolan Batman movie. And look, this is a fundamental divide. I think there are probably a few people who are more disturbed seeing police officers trying to enforce order. But that's a very small number. Because your life depends on it. My life depends on it. And this relates to everything else, the homeless situation. In other words, how in the name of heaven are you ever going to get homeless people off the streets and into shelters or hospitals where some good can be done? How is that ever going to happen if you can't even stop the demonstrations every single night that bring with them a trail of destruction and violence and hatred and America hatred, which is altogether toxic for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from C Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. C Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have C-Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at ccrane.com/booster. That's ccrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.